Soybeans and wheat saw no change to their ending stocks. There was also no change to South American production as expected. The big story was the change to exports on the corn side of things. Now this is not necessarily new. We've been seeing adjustments to exports, increasing that export goal for the USDA throughout the last basically year and a half to 2 years. But this was an aggressive one. Again, last year it was a 200 million increase, and this month it was 125 million. So we dropped from 2.154 billion in carryout to 2.029 billion in corn carryout. So getting us back still right up next to that 2 billion carryout.